Yes?
Walker Stone.
Line what?
Line O.
Walker?
Yeah.
What are you doing down there at that farm? You don't think you can get away from things by going down there, do you?
No, I know you know where I'll find you.
How you getting along? I had a nice visit with your boy Louie from Cleveland this week.
Yeah, and I understand Louie came up to see you.
Yeah, you're getting along. There's a story on the wire tonight that upset me a little bit, that I took notice of. From Cleveland, it quotes the Cleveland Press. Is that Louie's paper?
Yeah.
Says, insiders say the feud between Johnson and Kennedy will come to an open break within 60 days. Says, Kennedy has issued Johnson an ultimatum. Either he, Kennedy, goes on the ticket this year as a nominee for vice president, or he'll fight Johnson for the nomination. Written by a fellow named Mayer, Richard L. Mayer, M-A-H-E-R.
Yeah, he's a local political writer.
Asserted he's the top one in the state. And then...
He also predicted that Kennedy would carry in Ohio.
Mayer said, forced the Attorney General into a power struggle, and Kennedy is ready for the kind of infighting job in which he excelled. Mayer said when the Attorney General had major weapons, the late president's widow. He said almost every time Kennedy appears where a picture's taken, Kennedy's in the picture. This is a deep and far-reaching struggle. For unless Bobby wins and is on the ticket to keep the Kennedy name alive, or unless he can sidestep Johnson, the Kennedy prestige will fade and the family power decline. Asked to comment on the story, a Justice Department spokesman said, like a number of others, which have appeared, this is complete nonsense. Well, anyway, I want you to know about it. If you don't mind, I wish you'd pursue it for me, not at my request, but see what if some of his friends are leaking that type of stuff. Let's just find out, because we've had a good deal of this stuff lately and very much short notice, and we need to keep our eye on it. And I don't have anybody to keep my eye on it through except somebody like you.
I can watch this out over.
Just watch it and
report it.
Thank you, my friend.
Did you see that Steve Starnes wrote about the kid Dan?
No.
Dick Starnes?
No, I saw he wrote a wonderful piece, though, about my TV appearance, which I appreciate very much. I've got to see that. Get me a clip in for it. Well, get me a clip in of it, and I want to see Starnes. I don't know him. Make him come in someday.
Okay.
Will you do that?
I'll check this out for you. Say, listen.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. I will. I'll quit. I'll twist it if I need to. I think that's where he ought to go. And I told him to make a speech on it next Thursday night. And he's got it up here for me to read tonight. But I'm still at my desk. I can't get to. I've got to make one to Walter Reuther's crowd Monday. Now, Walter said he doesn't want anybody coming up lecturing him.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell him these things ought to be handled, collective bargaining, but I do think as president,